Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, wide open Wednesday. Phone lines open right now, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Mike is here. Rob is here. One of my two Hispanic drug addicts is not here.
But you know what? Oscar, why can't you be positive? One of your Hispanic drug addicts is here.
Yes, Adrian is here. Oscar is not. I am worried about our boy, to be perfectly honest with you. Yes, I'm. Well, do you hear him, or am I the only one? What is wrong with you? You don't hear. I know you like to detach, but you don't hear.
Yeah, but I did.
Am I the only one? I called you about it yesterday. I know. Is he all right?
I think he was sleepy yesterday. I think that's the problem.
Okay. You know, Joe Esposito, he was sleepy.
The way Elvis used to be sleepy.
Yeah. No problem at all.
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
Now, that's a shame. The guy that was waiting for the longest just hung up. Let's go to... this is N Diamond from St. Petersburg. Okay. Every week, same call. I'm really sorry. No, I'm sorry. Jeff from Buffalo.
To just give that much of his voice.
I'm so sorry. They support Wide Open Wednesday, but let's go to Jeff from Buffalo, New York. Hi, Jeff. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, Jeff.
We're great, Jeff. Good morning, and welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, the part of the week where we take your phone calls. What can we do for you, Jeff?
I was just wondering when we're going to see some Dan DeFanVan FanVan t-shirts.
You know, you rehearsed that. That's pretty good stuff. I don't think we have those in the hopper. It's there are other shows that are kind of associated with this show where you get a t-shirt if you even have a phrase during a show.
If you
right?
sneeze, yeah.
But we don't do that. And I'll be honest with you. I like t-shirts. I like giving t-shirts away.
Yep.
So you know what? Maybe a Dan the Fan Man t-shirt could be in the offing. We'll put it to
you could
we'll
give
it
to him.
Hopper.
Give it to him using the Dan the Fan Man fan cannon.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Jim from the entertainment mecca of the East, known as Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jeff. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Jim Villani. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
I said Jeff. I'm sorry. You're Jim Villani.
Hey, the maestro.
Music maker extraordinaire. How are you, James?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, Mike, I was calling. How's your ass? Your attention. Surplus syndrome. How's your ass? How's your ass doing?
My attention surplus syndrome.
How's
my ass?
Jim, this is the guy who puts on a tuxedo and leads
and
an orchestra. Right.
He conducts an orchestra.
How's your ass?
He's doing an ass joke at before 9 o'clock in the morning. My ass is just fine, Jim.
I second that.
And by the way, I appreciate the compliment, accusing me of attention surplus disorder. Let me see. You know what? No, I'm going to let you explain it, Jim. When you say I have attention surplus disorder, syndrome. Attention surplus syndrome. How did you diagnose me with that?
Well, you care too much, right? You pay attention to all those details. You just love too much. Just like you. We're brothers like that.
It is true. I do. I care about the sound of the show. I care about every little thing that's said about the show. I care about it all. That's what I do. That's why I love what I do. And I love what I do. I love coming in here and doing it every day. Every single day, which is the biggest surprise at, as I begin to tap on the door of the twilight of my life.
Oh, dear. Now, don't do
this. And by
the
way, I've got a long way to go. I watched, I'll be talking about bunny trailing. Later in the show, and the fact that I spent my entire evening on YouTube last night. That was my entertainment. I did not watch the Olympics. I just sat there, and I'll tell you what I did. But the fact is, in the twilight of my life, I really do feel I'm blessed. And I know you feel the same way, being a musician. You were lucky to do what we do. Don't you think so, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. And we both got to take care of our ass.
Yes. Our attention surplus syndrome. Now, listen, here's an important thing, Jim. You know that your ass can kill you. if you let it get to you, if you obsess about it,
tell
too
me
much,
about it.
Your attention surplus syndrome. Yes, deadly ass. We haven't found a cure for ass, but there is help. Yes, you want to say
of your,
something.
Yeah, speaking of your attention surplus syndrome, you need to pay attention to your backdrop. Your backdrop needs to be moved over.
Oh, I'm very.
We're getting
sorry
a view of the couch that right now, which is. I'm going to head on over to the couch, which is
nice. I didn't
nice
even do that. I was talking to you this morning, Rob, and I didn't do that. Hey, beautiful. Jim, I got to tell you something. Rob has forwarded me a message from.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to cheat on you, but there apparently is another orchestra that has asked for my services, and I have to get back to this guy. I'm not sure whether the dates are going to work out, but apparently it is a narration for the. Is it the Northport Symphony?
The details checked out when I
believe they're a Sarasota
through
outfit.
Jim looked Bellani a little fly by night to me.
Yeah, you know what? We should put Jim in the loop. Make sure he vets this guy.
Yeah,
make
I
sure
agree
what's going on.
I agree.
Anyway, Jim Vellani, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful morning, and thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jeremy in Rochester, New York. Jeremy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Hello, Jeremy.
I am wonderful. It is great to hear from our listening audience on Wide Open Wednesday. What can we do for you, Jeremy?
So I was just wondering, since the Olympics are on and we all want to watch something different, what are you guys binge-watching these days?
You know, I it's funny that this has come up in two different calls, but the fact is that I've got it. It's like the listeners almost figure out what I'm going to talk about today.
Right.
Because at the top of my sheet today was, are we sucking at the Olympics, and does anybody care? I don't know what it is.
Yes, we are.
I don't know what it is about the vibe and whether you agree with me, Jeremy, but there's just something. Well, it might be, you know, I think Americans love winners.
Of
and
course.
When Lindsey Vonn doesn't win the downhill, and they did a great interview where I felt so, you know, where she's what, a 30-year-old woman, 28-year-old woman? She's
62.
She's 62. They interviewed her, and apparently she wanted to win one for her grandfather, and she got all cloudy, and I felt bad because suddenly you look, and it's not an accomplished, multi-injured, downhill, fearless woman. It's somebody's daughter,
yeah,
and somebody's granddaughter. And I felt really bad. And she took a lot of crap because she got political and people jumped on her. And I just felt that, you know, if that was my kid, my heart would go out to her. And, you know, when you win a medal at the Olympics and people are kind of saying, oh, she didn't win gold, it's tough, but I love
the
alpine
events. Well, we love winners. We're not
yes
getting a lot of them, and no, there are more options now than there even were to watch other stuff than there were
and
on
I
the last Olympics.
And I haven't binged anything. I haven't binged, but if you listen today, Jeremy, to News You May Not Need, I'm going to have a Netflix tip in News You May Not Need. Oh. It's a British show that I have not seen it. I have not gotten it. It's not been recommended to me. I got this through the news research I was
is
doing
it
this
Benny
morning.
Hill?
And no, this is something where it sounds absolutely riveting. So,
cool.
Do you have any recommendations right now, Jeremy? Anything to
well,
binge?
Well, right now I'm watching Red Road on Netflix, and it is spectacular. That and Altered Carbon, two great shows that
yep
I've just
man
watched.
I mean, I have had more people
yeah
tell me about Altered Carbon. What is Red Road? What is what's that about?
Red Road is got the guy that played Aquaman and who's in the lead for Frontier plays this return to home drug dealer that is kind of causing trouble in his hometown, and you find out that there are a lot of other things going on
all
with
right
his hometown that are just terrible. So
all
it's
right
a fun
we'll check
show
it out. And Altered Carbon, everybody's telling me to watch that.
When I was bedridden over the weekend, I caught up on, I think, literally almost 20 episodes of Shameless, the Showtime show.
Oh, God,
and
that grosses me
and
out.
And you know
Shameless
what?
Grosses me out.
That on Tamiflu and a fever is the greatest show you've ever seen. So
let's
great
go to Adam in, Parkland. Is this Adam Sternberg?
It is. Good morning, everyone.
Hey Adam,
my friend. How are you? And Adam, can I just bloviate for just a second before we talk to you? Because I want to just talk about those kids.
Please.
I'm just, through all the tragedy, and I know you had a kid that went to that school, that goes to that school. Through all this tragedy, what's come out of this, and my wife and I have talked about it probably 3 days in a row now, the type of kids that have come out of this school, that have come out of this situation, this horrible tragedy, I can't even describe how impressive these young people are. It gives me, it's the first time I've had hope in a long time.
Feels
just
good
watching the way
to have
they,
one in the win column
conduct
with
themselves.
Those kids.
And I hope you people over at Parkland, in Parkland, Florida, are feeling the same way, Adam.
Oh, we're very proud of these kids. It's if there's anything that's giving us hope, it's that they're not taking it lying down. They're mad. They're staying mad, and they're acting upon it. They said, "We're tired of the BS. We don't deal with hypocrisy. We don't accept it. We're going to do something about it."
I love it. I love it. And of course, I think the march is coming up on March 24th. I believe the March for Life is going to be coming up in Washington, D.C. And if you're in the area, please, I urge you to get there. How are you, Adam Sternberg? What can we do for you today?
I've had better weeks. I just wanted to call, and I know you and I have spoken off air, but I wanted to say on air to everyone who has shown support for me, for my family, for my community, and just say thank you. Thank you for the support and the love.
You should be really proud of the community you are from. There's something different going on here, in my humble opinion. Well, I'm now including the Every Town for Gun Safety at the end of my show. That's how it's changed me. There are people that are lifetime gun owners that it's changed the way they're thinking. And look, I think that this is. This is hopefully going to continue. I think the reason I'm optimistic is because it isn't the old farts like me and you, Adam. Well, all due respect. But the fact is, it's the kids. It's the kids that are not tolerating it, that are not accepting this. And, yesterday they went up to Tallahassee where the fabulous legislators up there decided that they would not even bring an assault ban in the state of Florida to a vote. So God bless them. But they're all going to be called out on it. They're going to be called out throughout the state. And, hey, Adam, I don't know if you feel the way I do now that we both live here, but the fact is, how cool would it be if of all the states, a state that's been known as kind of Dodge City for years and years and years, how cool would it be if this was the state in the United States that took the lead,
led the charge
on gun safety? That'd be pretty cool, I think. A man can dream.
That would be fantastic. And it'd be nice to not be the butt of a joke for once.
Yeah, it would. It would. So, and the kids, I'll tell you, those kids over in Parkland and, at Douglas High School are just amazingly, amazingly resilient and keep up the good work. Adam, if you become aware, and I hate to do business on the show, if you're aware of anything that's going on or any way that, I can drive across the state or do anything to help with this, I think it was for the kids to drive up to Tallahassee. But if there's anything, any organizations or anything you need, please don't hesitate to let me know. Okay?
Will do.
Thank you, Adam, and God bless you and your family.
And if I can just say one more thing, I know this call kind of violated the Prime Directive a little bit. And
I know, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I just wanted to say I feel bad whoever has to follow this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're fine, and everything's going to be good, and you're entitled. Let's go. He's called back. I'm sorry. Nikki, I'm sorry. Nikki Diamond from St.
Persevering.
Petersburg.
Don't know I will, but until I can find me, the girl who stay won't play games behind me, and I'll be what I am. A farting vegan man. For every JetBlue babe.
What? Okay, all right. Goodbye.
Okay, question. Anyway, real quick question.
He's
should
doing
we
Neil
like
Diamond
that?
With my lyrics. I know. That's what he's
should
doing.
We like that call more than we do?
Yeah,
because he's persistent and it's a decent concept, but it just there's something under my craw.
The way I got it,
I don't want
it,
to
Robin,
dissect it, but
you and I know a little bit about comedy. The way I understood it, N. Diamond calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, was taking a Neil Diamond melody and putting farting and veganism.
Sure.
Basically directed at your boy here to those that melody.
Like
that
a less funny Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, it was,
if very, such very a thing is possible.
You know what? N. Diamond call anytime. I enjoyed it.
Let's go.
Alex in Baltimore, Maryland. Alex, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Gentlemen, I'm so thankful for that palate cleanser there, that N. Diamond call, because it was going to be a tough call to follow for Mr. Sternberg.
Absolutely. Sure. He did it. He did it for us. Absolutely.
I was calling for two reasons. Number one, the bonus show, I think the date was February 9. If you're a non-subscriber out there, you got to download that one. It was one of the best pieces of audio I've ever heard. You start off with the prank call, and it goes into sort of pulling back the curtain. And there's a lot. It's just a very raw, emotional, funny episode that if you haven't tried the bonus show, you have absolutely got to listen to that.
Is that the one where we talk about our parents?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's
fantastic. A good claw machine.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Was it?
Fantastic.
See, I do it and I don't remember it. I'm sorry. I really don't.
Mike,
I'm terrible that
you
way.
Were the best, though. You were the yeah. best in
no,
it.
No, Rob, you were.
No, but you know, I think we can agree that Pony wasn't.
I was. Did you Oscar, guys sucked.
Did Oscar show up for that show?
Yes. He showed up about halfway through.
Ah, very good. Now I understand. Is there anything else?
It was fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Alex. That's
the other
nice
question, I was wondering if you guys could pull back the curtain a little bit on the economics of podcasts. How a podcast derives its income? Where I know you get money from advertising.
That is a wonderful question. I am willing to do that right now. As a matter of fact, Alex, the finances of podcasting, all right? Are you recording this? Because I think you should save
yeah,
this
and, get
and
a pencil.
Play it back for anybody that's interested in doing this, okay? All right?
Sure.
And I'm kind of channeling Sam Kinison right now, okay?
Alex, if you're ever thinking about doing a podcast and you want to do it and you want to get together with your friends and you got funny things to say and you want to try to monetize it, Alex, I want you to look at this face, will you please?
Yeah, there's your thank you, Alex. I appreciate the call. You're gone. All right. Anyway, yeah,
well said.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, it's a struggle. Hi. Good afternoon.
Oh, good morning. I thought you were talking to
Oscar,
Dade, Chad
Oscar,
from Dade.
Oscar just arrived. So
yeah,
he is here.
I'm the asshole of the week.
You know, he deflects, doesn't he, Rob?
He does.
How do I pursue anything after that?
I don't know. Maybe award it to him. Give it to him for the month.
My wife gave me my wedding ring as I was walking out of the house. I said, what do I need this
what
for?
Is this?
And I threw it across the house.
Oh, no. You should call her
exciting and
say you're sorry.
And new.
What am I sorry for? I said, don't let me sleep past 8. She failed. Oh, don't give me that ring to remind me that you failed.
Man, I wish I had an alarm clock that looked like that.
Let's go to Chad in Dade City, Florida. Chad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Podfathers. this morning, it's kind of an ironic day. I live in D.C., but I drove down to Dade City, Florida to go gay clothing optional camping this week.
Oh
how nice.
Now, hold on. So is there a particular location for that for any of our gay clothing optional enthusiasts in the state of Florida? Is there a name? Is it like Andy Dick Park or,
the Sawmill Campground in Dade City, Florida. And
how
Mike,
about that?
You love this. I'm sitting out by the lake. Imagine on Golden Pond where the Ludens are on the lake, and then it's surrounded by a bunch of gay men sitting in their underwear and naked in on park benches.
What you saw was a deck chair.
Let me tell you something. And for those of you that aren't in the state, I will tell you this. We've been doing a lot of Florida talk this morning, but the fact is that the weather for that activity today is going to be absolutely perfect. It's going to be near 90 degrees down here today.
Yeah.
So up north, it's probably going to be warm as well. It's going to be beautiful.
But, Mike, the loons are back on the lake.
Okay. I bet.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Enjoy the loons, you maniac. Thank you.
Mike in D.C., he's a powerful businessman, but he goes back to Golden Pond, and he's just a little boy.
Absolutely. Sitting around, a bunch of gay guys in their underwear. I wish I was there. All right. Oscar, you got here just in time. Put the phone down because it's very exciting.
Oh.
It's Mohammed with his stock tip of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Mo from Woodbridge. Hi, Mo. What's your stock tip of the day?
CME Group, CME.
Can you repeat that, please, Mohammed?
CME Group, ticker CME.
CME Group, I believe that's it's RCA Music, isn't it?
CME?
CME.
CME. It's very difficult to understand, Mo, because he's working his 1700s printing press right now as he's making this phone call. But thank you. Thank you very much.
But the Post, when they're downstairs.
The stock tip of the day.
I'll find it right now.
Oscar, wasn't that cool in the Post, too, when they actually did go to print and they showed the what it used to be before the digital
blew
age of how
my how they mind. Set
that they had to do it. They had to do it.
Not that long ago.
Where would you go and find that type of operation right now? Yeah. That blew my mind.
There probably are a few old-style printing presses that are still in operation, but that's the way they did it. They had to set the type. They had to do all that stuff. It was fascinating.
And their fingers and, got filthy.
Filthy dirty. Absolutely. let's go to Joe from Yorktown, Virginia. Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, Pain Pill Oscar.
No, hi, friend.
I just wanted to tell you, I've got 9 years sober, and it gets better every day.
Oh, hey.
Congratulations.
Good for you. Woo! Good for you. You know what? Yesterday, Dennis Rodman, we had a clip from Dennis Rodman, who was 30 days sober, right? Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, wow. I wish him the very best. Do you still go to meetings?
I do.
Wonderful.
I go once a week now. I've cut back.
Do you sponsor anybody?
No, I do not sponsor anybody currently.
Oh, all right.
That's cool. Wonderful. Who has the time? What was what
but
was
I'd
your
be happy to sponsor Oscar? Sponsor?
Yes,
I think Oscar. You know, even though he slept in and he was late for work, he doesn't sound nyanyanya today.
He's on
which
the ball.
I was
no, he just sounds pissed off.
I'm off the drugs and off the wedding.
You know what? I will tell you this. I was worried yesterday. I legitimately was worried yesterday. We'll talk about that. I think that's fascinating. Joe, thanks for the call. And let's go to yes. Go
just
ahead.
Quickly,
yes.
Quickly, I wanted to figure out what the hell Mo was trying to get us to
CME.
Invest in.
What is CME?
It's the Kuala Lumpur Stock Exchange.
With a C?
CME Group is what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but with a C.
Well, I'm all in.
Wow. Getting a little bit of an international flavor. Usually it's just things like IBM. Jeff from Charlotte, North Carolina, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just want to say I'm 9 hours sober. Good morning, everybody.
That's a good follow-up call. That's somebody that's smart enough to follow up on a previous call.
I like that.
Which I think works pretty damn well. That's awesome. Is there that would be a win right there, Jeff. Is there anything else you want to throw in? I'll let you linger.
I just want to say I just got out of court. I'm not going back to work, and I get to listen to you guys live, and I'm excited.
Oh, God bless awesome. You, Jeff. Congrats. That's a good call, a funny call. Congratulations for getting out of court. Sounds like traffic court.
I hope so, because you know you don't go back to work if you go to jail. So I mean, it could be anywhere.
Well, wait a minute. It wouldn't be traffic court on the East Coast because that would be 9 o'clock, right? I mean, my traffic court. It's usually 9 a.m.
Depends on the municipality, I would imagine.
By the way, would anyone like to hear my impression of Manassas, Prince William County traffic court?
I would love it,
please.
And my friend Judge Severs. I've known a lot of judges. Mm. I don't know why, but I've known a lot of judges in my life. And he was sitting in the traffic court when I happened to be there for some sort of moving violation.
An
I don't
infarction.
Exactly remember. This is Judge Severs in Prince William County District Traffic Court. Here we go. Watch this. Let me just adjust my hair. Actually, he didn't have any hair. Culpable, no culpable. Culpable, no culpable.
So true.
Culpable, no culpable.
Silver Spring was like that 10 years ago. And I'd sit there and be like, well, I'm just going to speak English because everyone else here decided to speak Spanish.
That's so great.
Oscar, glad to have you with us. Send out another push notification. Yes. Rob Spiewak, we will take more of your phone calls.
Yay.
It's wide open Wednesday, but for now, we got to start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, Jim Carrigan. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know.
Oh.
Like that. And mm-hmm. for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanusport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available.
A look at sports.
I think that went very well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the now. We are on air on demand and heard 24-7 on the TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. I was showing somebody that wonderful app last night.
Cool.
I love to do that because I said, press that button and you'll hear us right away. Hey, you can reach us, especially today. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Here's our phone number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Amazingly, there's already a touch of spring in the air.
Yes.
So you better start thinking about the warm weather months ahead. And you know what? It's going to be great.
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 Great. Great.
Great.
This is your year, and all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Yes, Oscar Santana.
The yoga retreat on Beachbody On Demand is getting me back to 100%.
Cool. That's good.
It is, you know what? Phenomenal.
It's probably great for your back.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I remember Diamond Dallas Page talking about yoga and back health, and especially at your age, I think it was amazing what that guy talked about, what he went through with his back and what he could do. Yoga is there. They've got Piyo. Is it Piyo? P-I-Y-O. Piyo,
Pilates and yoga together. Piyo.
That's it. Piyo is another thing where you can get flexibility. Mm-hmm. P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix Extreme. 3-week yoga retreat that Oscar was just telling you about. It's there so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. You'll get eating plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven ways to eat better. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial. Give it a whack.
Do it, man.
A trial membership. All you have to do is text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform, absolutely free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030, and we thank you in advance. Yes, Oscar Santana.
You should know that the last push notification added this. We are 9 hours sober. Hurry up.
Hurry up, yeah.
That seemed to do
your
the trick.
Days are numbered.
We have a full slate of calls. Let's go to Rick from Concord, California. Rick, you've called before. I recognize Concord, California.
Is that
have
north?
You called us before?
It is Northern California. It's nickname Rick, guys. How you doing? I gave that to myself. You know, it's cool.
Oh, that means I got to hang up on you when you do that.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but nickname Rick. Nickname Rick means he gets
he was looking
for that.
Ironically.
Yeah. He was fishing for it. Hey, Rick, if you want, call back. We'd love to hear from
nickname
you.
Nickname Rick.
Lori from Rochester, New York. Lori, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, I have a question. Just before the Super Bowl party, Matt Bloom said that he was going to invite a date to the Super Bowl party.
Oh.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh. Take your hands off the keyboard. Take your hands off the keyboard.
I'm not doing anything.
No, put your hands behind your hands. Hands off the keyboard. No, I just
tell the
I
truth. What happened to your date?
Look, I didn't get one.
He doesn't know what to do with his hand. He doesn't
can't
know
do
what
it.
To do with his hands.
I didn't
what,
get one.
What do you say? What do you say to Lori?
He didn't get one.
Yeah,
you didn't get one. What do you mean you
fell
didn't get
through?
One?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right. I guess we don't need to go any further than that, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
It didn't work out.
Yeah.
She was held up in customs.
Yes.
Sorry, Lori. Lori, would you like to give
still a chance for you?
Would you like to give a pony boy any words of encouragement?
Give it a try. You got to take a risk, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go to
risk.
Let's go to check out the big brain on Brad from Ellicott City, Maryland. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Things are good. Things are good. I saw a show last week that made me think of you guys, mostly Rob, the entire time. I watched Steve Martin and Martin Short on stage, and they're taping it for Netflix soon, but I thought you guys would love that show.
I saw somebody put up a like a billboard for it on Facebook where I think they're going to be somewhere in Northern California soon where they've got, it's like Marty Short, it's Steve Martin, and then they've got a couple of like musical acts as well.
Well, I hope Steve doesn't play too much banjo. He loves doing that.
But he is an accomplished banjo player.
There is a little bit of banjo in this band called the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. That's who it is. How did you like the show? Was Martin Short funny? Because Steve Martin stopped being funny a while back.
I thought Martin Short was very funny. He was in drag. He did a little Grimly.
Oh.
I mean, there's a little bit of old hits in there, but they insult each other for at least half an hour.
Oh, that's so great.
That's kind of good. I like that.
There's a lot of back and forth about, you know, being old and senile and, you know, gray and pasty.
Does he do any Jiminy Glick? Because I know that's one of his favorite things to do live.
They did this brilliant little, like, marionetted Jiminy Glick that they put the fat suit on his face, and the rest of his body was marionetted while he wore a black shade, like a black curtain, almost.
Oh, like a special effect fat body. That's funny.
Like exactly. It's got smart. Potential. Smart. Check it out, Brad. I hope it comes to really our good. City. I'd love to see it down here, maybe in Miami. By the way, I forgot to write this down.
Yeah.
I will talk about it later in the show. There was a show here last night. Where my kid, you know, my kid has his hockey practice
at
Germain Arena.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we have to go through the and explain to the guy that's asking for $20 for tickets for and for parking that we've got hockey practice and they send us right through. Mm-hmm. And on the way out, we had a great exchange when we asked what the act was. I'll tell you about
it
later.
Oh, I can't wait.
David from Nicaragua. Hi, David. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Buenos dias, amigos.
Buenos dias, como está mi amigo?
Buenos dias.
Hello.
Muy bien, muy bien. Bien. Can you hear me okay?
Of course.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Fantastic. Calling from Nicaragua, where it's just fantastic. The food is great. The people are friendly. It is just really wonderful. There's a lot to enjoy down here. I really had a question for Oscar.
Of course.
So we had the good fortune of going hiking on this trip down here. My wife and I are down here, and we got to go hiking on a volcano, and it was really amazing. But afterwards, my Achilles was just toast. My legs are really sore, and I'm wondering if maybe a little menti san would help that out.
It would actually. Vicks Vapor Rub is good for everything. Make sure if your mom's on your trip to have her rub it on your chest as well, and see if you need a little waxing or not.
Yeah,
she'll remember. She'll remind you easily and sexually.
Thank you, David. And and you're down there. Are you on like a vacation? Is that what you're doing down in Nicaragua?
Yeah, it's just my wife and I got like about a week away from the kids while my mom is watching them, and it's been absolutely incredible. Like the place is beautiful.
Neat.
The food has been incredible.
Oh, really and the cost of your vacation is probably a fraction of what it would be anywhere else in the country.
Well, it could have been, but we decided to splurge a little bit on a couple of resorts. So it's very nice, but we're very fortunate. We're having a good time.
Good man.
Thank you very much. So enjoy and enjoy the rest of your vacation down there. And what that sounds like to me is Ritz Carlton Managua.
Anyway, that's when you stay at the whatever the Sandinistas, the rebels took over.
Sure,
the rebel jungle. I love it.
And then took over that hotel.
Sure,
that 4 stars all the way.
4 stars, yes, but he's sleeping in the ballroom.
You know what? Don't you love to hear mom watching the kids? I love it.
That's
when that
awesome.
No happier words in the world.
Let's go to Rick in Concord. Rick, didn't you just call from Concord?
Oh, that was that other guy. He's a douche. I'm calling to see if you'd like another word of the week.
Word of the week.
I like this.
Is this something
he gave us
doing?
A word of the week last week, I believe, and this is becoming a regular feature.
Another regular feature. Yes, go ahead. Give us.
I don't want it. That's fine. I won't do it.
We want it.
Do it. Don't. I'm sorry, Rick. I got off on the wrong foot with you. Go ahead.
Sorry. My word of the week this week is Bafola, which is a line meant to create a big belly laugh, like my nickname Rick guy, right? That was intended to get you guys to laugh. So.
A Bafola?
Bafola.
Bafola. Bafola. B-O-F-F-O-L-A.
Buffola.
More like Buffola. Buffoon.
Sounds to me like some sort of really Sicilian sect trick. All right, you're talking too much. Anyway, let's go to Andy from...
I liked his first call better.
I know. Andy from Iowa. What town in Iowa are you calling from, Andy?
Solon.
Solon, Iowa.
It's about 10 minutes north of Iowa City.
Home of KCJJ, the mighty 1630.
Close to the lumberyard.
Steve
Bridges. Right in between, actually. About halfway in between.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Andy, what can we do for you today?
I was just wondering, Mike, has anybody tipped you off to the new limited edition Captain Crunch they have out?
No.
Oh,
this is a bad day for this. This is my ears just perked up like ridiculously. What is the new limited edition Captain Crunch? Tell me.
Well, up here, we never got the donut. Because I guess they do it regionally, so I had to do it through your tab on Amazon, and it cost about $16.
The donut,
but the new one they have out here is a blueberry pancake.
Oh,
settle down, Mike. Settle down.
It's like Maine and vegan.
I was on Amazon as of Sunday, and they were going for about $25.
Hold on. Give me a moment here, Andy. Hold on, just
sorry,
a second.
Sorry.
Captain Crunch blueberry pancake. Oh. God. Oh, my God.
But I will tell you, they're not the traditional Captain Crunch shape. They're round like
just
a cocoa
second.
Pop.
Hold on, pipe please, down, Andy. Sir. I'm enjoying myself right now. Captain Crunch blueberry pancake. All right. Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Here he comes to ruin your buzz, Mike.
I just drifted off. All right. Go ahead. You wanted to say something else, obviously.
Yeah, they're round like a Cocoa Puff, not the traditional Captain Crunch.
But the same consistency, which is that super like caramelized, sugary, crunchy goodness that just turns any bowl of milk into something special.
Point of order, Mike. I believe that peanut butter Captain Crunch also has a round kibble shape.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I'm not a fan of the peanut butter Captain Crunch.
I can't
Crunch.
Eat it. I can't eat it.
Nor am I.
Peanut butter flavors, I mean, I know people are supposed to love bacon and peanut butter, but I think Big Peanut probably try to get that involved.
Big Goober.
And,
I like peanut butter in my candies.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Okay. So it's called Captain Crunch Blueberry Pancake?
Yep. It's a limited edition.
Send us a case here to the studio.
No more than 12 boxes.
Let's go to Wichita, Kansas, and say hi to David. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, and then we got to take a break, right? We're going to be super behind.
Yeah, we need to.
Yes, David, you're the last call during this segment. Everybody else, hang on the line. We're getting lots of calls today. David, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. It's a huge honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you guys since I was 15 years old. I'm 32 now.
17 years.
God bless you. There you go. His little brain, like, fired on that circuit right there. He's good at that.
That was amazing.
What can we do for you, David?
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys. You've got me through a lot throughout the years. I'm a pilot, and I've moved all over the country, and everywhere I've gone, I've taken you guys with me. I fly with you guys. I take you on my flights with me. And, Mike, I know you don't like flying, but I'm also a sim instructor. And I think that going into a sim, an actual full motion sim like the one
I'd love to.
That would probably help you.
And you got a lot of those in the Wichita. What equipment are you on? Are you a commercial pilot?
Yeah, I'm a commercial pilot. I used to fly actually the smaller jets, the CRJ-700. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, Canada Regional Jets. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Canadair.
Exactly.
Canadair.
Yeah, right. I used to fly that for United Express. And then I didn't like making $21,000 a year, so I quit.
Just imagine, stop for a second, everybody, and listen to what
he just said.
Imagine how terrifying that is, that a man with that skill set, somebody who is flying jets, I don't care if they're regional small jets, he's flying jet airplanes, and he's making that kind of money. There's something
not fair.
We're so out of whack.
It's because it's a Canadian plane.
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Behave yourself.
These pilots should be making more money.
Yeah, the pilots should be making more money.
When are you
going to
break that glass ceiling?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. What are you on now? Are you still flying, David?
You know, what's funny is my friends make fun of me because now they say that I fly a box because I fly a simulator. But I'm making about $85,000 a year.
Do you run the simulator for people?
I'm flying a simulator for a single-engine turboprop called a Cessna Caravan.
So but you, how does it's that, a drone. It's a drone. He's flying. He's flying the drone.
Well, it's a 14-passenger drone.
Wow.
I am too.
I am so lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you training people in the simulator? Do you run the simulator? Yes. Do you actually fly a plane? Be very clear.
So I used to fly commercially all the time, and then a year ago I joined a company that shall go nameless, but anybody that knows anything about Wichita and aviation, they know the company.
Stop. Right now, when you get up and go to work, what do you do?
For the past year, I fly a box, which is a simulator.
Okay, stop there. So you're in the simulator. Are you training people with the simulator?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Stop there. And they pay you to train people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How hard was that?
I'm glad he's out of the airplane.
$21,000 might have been about right for him.
Wait, do you ever see a day for yourself to just fly the sim and actually be flying a plane like a drone?
No, I'm pretty happy where I'm at just because I meet so many people from all over the world, and that kind of brings me a lot of joy.
Nice.
You know, that's cool. That's very cool. We wish you the very,
sure
very best of luck.
That they're not on the no-fly list.
Yeah, and stay off the PA.
Would you ever go back to flying real equipment? Would you ever go back to being a real pilot?
I'd love to if the industry changes a little bit.
That's scary. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. That's scary. Right now, that's contributed to my phobic flying after my aborted landing at National Airport. It's scary. We got to run. David, thank you very much, and continue to do what you're doing. And thank you for the kind words that you've been listening a long time. And I'd love to hop in a simulator sometime if I ever get to Wichita. I would love to do that. I really would. I'd love to fly in a simulator. That would be a lot of fun.
Great.
But thank you for your support, my friend. Okay, thank you, buddy. We got to take a break. Everybody else is on the line. Stay there. We will take more phone calls when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. He worked training people, Rob.
Yes, exactly.
In a box.
The Mike O'Mara Show is made possible by contributions from the Cappy Pfeiffer Foundation, Charles and Barbara Moody, the Stephen D. McIntyre Charitable Trust, the Oscar F. Santana Scholarship Program, Pony Boys Club of Fairfax, the Chubbuck Feuerbach Dinner Club Foundation, and by the generous support of listeners like you who have purchased a bonus show package and have shopped through the Amazon portal at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That the music.
Caught me by surprise, Jim. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Even though there is financial danger ahead, you can protect yourself, but you have to act now. Listen up. It looks like the Fed is going to raise rates 3 times this year, so what can you do before it's too late? Protect yourself today.
Yes, do it.
By going to Cornerstone First Financial and locking in your rate right now. Not only do these guys know their stuff, they genuinely care about you. They know that it's your money on the line, and they will give you the personal attention you require to get the best deal possible. Whether it's a refi, getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and take care of you. We know these guys. Oscar's family has used them.
Oh, yeah.
They are quality human beings, so plan ahead and protect yourself. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right. Do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. Let's get right back. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Oh, just
Let's
briefly get... before the calls, vacation yes. time. I got a call from my sister yesterday. She said that we're all going out of town X month. I'm not going to say when.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you and the show want to come down to the house and live here for a week, you're more than welcome. Are you guys open to that?
Okay, so let's see. What are we talking about here?
Going all as a show on vacation in Florida into a home with a pool, jacuzzi. It's a cartoon sized house. It's in
and
Florida.
Are they gonna have their little ones down there?
No,
too?
They're, no,
oh.
no.
They're, oh, they're vacating, so they want us to house sit, and we can be there.
Yes.
This is so. I would be going north, right?
Up yeah, you to, would just drive. We would just fly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We do the I'll show do from there.
That'd be
yes.
fun.
Yeah, that'd be completely.
I think
doable.
I was hammered during the holidays. Said you know, it'd be
big
great.
House, right? Hold on, big house. Like we can go to our separate corners, right? And
multiple bedrooms.
No, Mike, you and I have to share a room.
I can bring the little guy up there. Carla can come up there.
Point.
We can,
yes,
we can have some drinky poos. Yeah, uh-huh. It's a great. You know what? I'll float it by the general, but my preliminary reaction to that would be fine, and maybe at the same time take my little guy where if it's the middle of the week to the theme parks. Maybe.
Oh, that's like right, Disney. Yeah.
That place.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if we went over en masse, that might be kind of an insult. Yeah,
Mike, I've always wanted to enjoy the Haunted Mansion with you as my side.
That would be fun,
wouldn't it?
Seriously, Rob
we could
and
do
I
that.
At Disney mm-hmm. with the DAT recorder.
Oh, yeah,
no, mm-hmm. You know what? On the
I can fit on Space Mountain
quick
now.
Sidebar. Right.
No,
it was close the last time.
That's pretty awesome. Oscar, that might be a lot of fun. So they're heading out and you're heading down or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, they're heading back out to California for a week. And they said, because when we were during the holidays, they said, it'd be great if you guys left sometime and Shannon and I and the entire TM West crew would come down.
I'll throw some equipment. I've got the equipment down here. I'll throw it in the car and we'll come
we
up.
We do
and,
a show.
You know what? I would think if I took the family, we would probably take a day and a half and drive. I could bring equipment from here too.
All right.
Yes. This would be easy.
I think that could be a road trip and maybe a meet and greet in Orlando. What do you think of that? That could be fun. I like it on the surface. That didn't take long. Let's go to Chucko the Clown from Bakersfield, California. Mm. Chucko, how are you, my friend?
Well, good morning, TMOS. I've got three things that I just wanted to convey today.
Yes, go right ahead.
Number one, Pony, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay, Pony, why did the pirate wear a patch?
I don't know. Why did the pirate wear a patch?
To stop smoking, you fool!
Number two, go ahead, pretty Chucko. Good.
Number two, okay, I'm in the weeds on radio shows. I go back a long time. I used to listen to Imus in the Morning, and this is for Oscar.
Yes.
Did you take your mem from a character called Geraldo Oscar Banana?
No, I did not.
Well, America wants to know.
That sounds like another great Imus bit, though.
Okay. Is he still on the air?
I believe he just left, and he might be living with his Indian brother,
Charles.
I'm
checking these off, Chucko, and I believe you're at your last bit, your last joke.
Okay, and this
right
is kind of serious, heavy heart here for Adam. My congressman is the Candyman, Kevin McCarthy, and I'm not talking about the guy that reviews the movie.
Oh, the other Kevin McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah, we call him K-Mac. About. I happen to live in California, which is a blue state, and I'm very blue, but where I live is very red.
Got it.
And I want everyone to know, and I want your listeners to know, well, first of all, he never talks to me. I send him lots of emails. He never responds to me. I want everybody to know that.
Do you think it's because your email address has the word clown in it?
Yeah, and it's got balloons on the stationery.
$80,000 from the NRA. I want to leave your listeners with that. $80,000, and I think everybody should reveal who the NRA people are, and Kevin McCarthy is at the top of the list.
Name,
Chucko
names.
Getting a little political activity
name.
There. That's awesome. Let's go to Tim in Iowa. You know it's a groundswell of sentiment when Chucko gets political.
Yeah.
That's a little odd. Let's go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Meara
show. He flipped his wig.
How's it going, guys?
We're great.
Hi, Tim. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hey, I need to thank you.
What?
Yesterday you were talking about, I can't even remember now, but
for the last couple of years, hold on. Tim, hold on. Just take a deep breath. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. Take two deep breaths through your nose and then out through your mouth. We're not going anywhere. There's
we're
no
friends.
Rush. We're friends
the
here.
Lumberyard 2 isn't open yet.
there's no Lumberyard 2. Tim, it's all you. Go ahead. Now start again.
All right. Just wanted to thank you. The last couple of years, I've always referred to myself as, when people would ask me what celebrity I most likely resembled, I would say a fat Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, that's a good
look. That is a good look.
Yeah. Now I know that's just Sebastian Cabot.
Sebastian Cabot. There. See, we got that out. There you go, Tim. Thank
Worth
you.
Worth the ride.
Yes. That's wonderful. I enjoyed every minute of that. And let's take one last call here, and then we got a break again.
Good.
Aaron from Lake Charles, Louisiana. How are you, Aaron? What can we do for you today?
I am doing great. I want to be a helper for the show.
Please.
All right.
Okay, I want to use my broadcast skills. I was a DJ in the 2000s until Delilah took my job. I want to offer my podcast services to you, and B, I want to run a weekly highlight show of the best of AmeriCast every week.
Yes!
That is perfect.
I love it. Dueling best of shows.
Do best of AmeriCast.
Yeah, but that's the dueling.
Yeah.
Yes, the best of AmeriCast. Highlights of Marcus Serta. Nothing makes me feel like my testicles are going to drop all over again than that little fact there. Thank you very much.
Have you ever put up a 20-second podcast?
There we go. Thank you.
It would literally be 10 minutes.
That's it.
By the way, Jim Amato is going to be calling that guy right now. You know, saying,
I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to come and stay in your rec room.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I will tell you the story that I just remembered, because last night had a little hockey practice with my little guy, and there was greatness in West South Florida last night, and I had to take care of my kid, but if I could have hung a Yui,
sure,
turned the car around and gone back into the venue with all those people with their Oldsmobiles, I would have done it. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No!
It's Dan the Fan Man!
Back with the best prices
at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium.
At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan.
Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promo para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan, I'm your man. Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara bonus show is only available in English, but it's always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, God.
Love it.
I want more. I want more, more, more. I want more Dan the Fan Man. Please, please keep them coming. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Here's a fact, people. Good oral health impacts your overall health. So, why aren't you brushing your teeth properly, huh? Tell me why.
Why?
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 It's the Olympics, so I figured I'd do a Nancy Kerrigan. Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that is refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush. It sits on my mirror because it's got a deluxe holder that puts that space-age-looking, fantastic toothbrush right on my mirror where I can get to it. It's not in a cabinet. It's not in a drawer. It's right there where a toothbrush should be. So, Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features. Sleek, elegant, backed by leading dentists. They also won a GQ Grooming Award, Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. That's not hard to say. Yes, Oscar?
I saw a Quip commercial in front of a movie, The Black Panther.
Really?
That's how big they're becoming.
I think Black Panther's in the news today, too, because it's so dang hot. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before. Thank you, Quip. Thank you. Thought I'd do it.
I'm excited based on the word Oldsmobile.
Okay, so
do we get to guess? Will you give us hints?
Yeah, you'll probably get it right away. It's so we go to his hockey practice, and there's an old man sitting on a lawn chair with his car parked on the side of the road, and they've got $20 for parking. So obviously there's an event.
Right.
And they're very cool about it because it's Florida and it's laid back and people don't get uptight. And we're like, we've got hockey practice. So if you want to, if you want to go to this venue and, get parking for free for the concert you're going to, say you're taking your kid to hockey practice.
That's it.
It helps to have a kid in the back seat. That actually.
Yeah, but
it's like HOV lane.
So we go into the hockey practice, and my kid was like really manic yesterday afternoon, flying around the house, and I knew the crash was coming.
Right.
And of course the crash came right around hockey practice where he's like he was done with hockey too. He goes into the mites, the mini mites on Thursday. He's going to get the stick and he's going to be playing.
Oh, that is so cool because you see them play but like between periods.
I used to be the mini mites announcer when I was a kid.
Oh, right. The mini mites rock. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about tomorrow.
Who's your favorite player, kid? And he freeze up. You're like, Shane Doan. Shane Doan.
It's going to be great, but he was just so scattered. You know, I know my kid is not into his little practice. When we get four hugs during the course of the, where he will skate off the ice and he says, Daddy, I want to hug you. I said, okay. That's a 4-year old. Hey, it's a 4-year old move. You know, it happens.
Awesome. Needy. When he gets tired. Yeah. He's like, well, Jay Beagle's the same way.
The Russian kid that I think is like an infant, but he's on skates.
Yeah.
And his mother would say something to him like, and the kid goes out and like skates circles around all the other kids.
Are you sure he's not like 15 and they've just like bound his legs?
No, it's a cold culture. It's a cold culture. No hug till you're done skiing.
Robert's on a team of basketball players where they're supposed to be 14. There's one kid with a full beard. I want to see the paperwork on that.
All I know is I have seen viral videos of the kids in Russia that do the little drills. There, it's just a different world.
I hear in Russia the drills do you.
Mike, you've seen in Russia, just quick sidebar in Olympics, to say OAR. Now it's this OAR on the helmet.
Athletes of Russia,
right?
Yeah.
So OAR, friends of the show,
the band
of a revolution, right?
Right.
The record sales are through the roof because people are Googling OAR. Because the Russians can't compete under the Russian flag.
Do people think that this is like a band of musicians?
So when they Google OAR of a revolution, a local band, national band here.
Right.
But iTunes sales are through the roof.
That's good for
back
them.
In the day, it used to be CCCCP or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the Russians. So he's out there and he's kind of into it, kind of not into it. I met a good dad, another new dad that was out there. So it's cool if I got a guy to talk to while I'm doing it. It was
cool. Do you drink beers with the dads?
No. We're down on the ice and we stand the whole time and we go down into the corner. And I got my shorts on, but I put a little windbreaker on when I walk in. Stop it.
It gets chilly in there.
It gets chilly in there. So you got to wear it. But my feet are freezing and my legs are freezing. And anyway, well, why am I digressing? hockey practice is over. He gets off the ice, he gets his little certificate, he's moving on to the mini mites. We're really excited about that, and we're driving out. Now, at this point, because we've been in there for an hour, now the people are coming in earnest, and they're collecting tickets, and you see the people. And
what's it, like 5
trying
o'clock?
Trying to gauge, to 6 o'clock,
okay, 6:15. So getting close to showtime.
And about 6:15, and I am eyeballing the people, and it's older, and I'm like, I have no idea, and... So we go past the old guy, and now there's a woman in her 30s who's directing traffic. And I said, well, let's just ask. I'm dying of curiosity. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be on the side where the billboard is, so I won't know who's going to be there. And I said, what is this concert? Who's coming in to see this? And they said, it's Barry Manilow. And we go,
hey!
My God.
I would turn around so fast. Yeah. I would see that show. Absolutely.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. And it was, fascinating.
What is I guess connection-wise, Barry Manilow, did you play him on the radio?
When Don and I were was it WAVA or WJFK? It's WAVA, towards the end of WAVA. We had a program director, Matt Farber, who was into Neil Diamond, correct?
Right, exactly.
And then that kind of makes me think of Barry Manilow. I played Barry Manilow probably when I was playing MOR records.
Yeah, by the time the Morning Zoo began, he was on the downslope on his hits.
A ton of hits, though.
Oh, a ton of hits. Right? And lots of songwriting credits and a lot of commercial credits. I think he wrote Nationwide Is On Your Side. He wrote a McDonald's jingle.
Yeah, I know that.
And he worked with Bette Midler many, many years ago.
Right now, though, I saw a TV commercial, and I remember they had a TV commercial about Barry Manilow, and his plastic surgeon, there has been more done to that face than I have ever seen before, and I think, isn't he close to 80, probably?
Gotta be. He's gotta be. I know he's seen 70.
he's still out there getting it done, and they were pouring in there because people down here in Southwest Florida dying to be entertained. I don't know who was bigger, Barry Manilow or Frankie Valli, but they're all down here.
I hope he sings "Weekend in New England."
my connection to Barry Manilow is being on vacation between my junior and senior year in college.
Yeah.
And I had a roommate whose parents were very wealthy and had a beach home in, is it Avon, New Jersey? Whatever.
Okay. Jersey that sounds Shore, right. Yeah.
The Jersey Shore.
Yeah. And I remember her father coming out on his wonderful patio, in front of the beach.
Right.
And all the kids were downstairs and someone was singing Barry Manilow, not me. I don't know the songs, right? I'm a Latino.
I can't smile without you. Yes,
but of course, he yells down at Oscar because he thinks I'm singing, right? I'm just hammered dancing with some random girl. And he says, "Hey, Oscar, take your Manilow inside. People are trying to sleep."
Barry Manilow will be 75 this summer.
75 mm-hmm. years young. Well, he was popular last night where my kid
I would have gone.
I would have gone and seen that show.
I would have gone.
I mean, my
that's
daughter.
That's two of you.
Why not?
Yeah, come on. I bet he told wonderful years. Stories.
I don't like concerts of people I like.
You're burnt on concerts. You're burnt on concerts.
I just know I was never
can
the
I
concert
quote you?
Guy.
I yes. don't like concerts of people I like.
I really don't. I really, give me an intimate room
because he's
with
burnt.
With like a local
jaded.
Band, and I'll be very, very happy.
You're jaded.
But I mean,
when's the last time you went to a concert you really enjoyed?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
I could not even tell you. I really, really couldn't. I mean, I go to kids' shows now, you know? Yeah. I mean, my son wants to go see the SpongeBob live show. Can't wait for that.
You know what's really
good?
I'm
going to bring a flask of Jameson's when I go to
that. It's
a
shame you probably missed the go time for it. You know who is really good in concert is the Wiggles. They put
now,
on
you know
a hell
who
of
I
a
would
show.
Go see? I'd go see the show you went to see last year. I'd go see Stevie Wonder. I would go see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I
think they sometimes
them.
Tour with Chicago.
I would go see Bruno Mars. I would see Bruno Mars. I would mm-hmm. go see Lady Gaga. I would go see her in concert.
So Sunday night, Julia saw Cher. Would you go see Cher?
No.
For free?
No.
Julia said it was a slick show. She had a blast. No.
The next one on my list, I think the live show, I'm going to go see Joe Bonamassa. That's who I'm going to go see. He's a guitar player. Mm-hmm. A la Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's who I'm going to go
see. Gary Stein's son, I believe, has played with him.
Really? Okay, well, he's very talented. I like musicianship.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
that. But otherwise, get me out on the golf course and then let me sit in my easy chair. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you very
much. Would you play golf with Cher?
I would play golf with Cher in a heartbeat. How cool would that be? Especially if she wore a really cool outfit.
Oh, yeah.
The Indian costume?
Yeah. Yeah,
an auto tune, everything.
Man.
I'm in the rough.
Dude, she shut up. If she showed up in the Indian costume, I'd give her a mulligan. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomarashow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomarashow.com. And you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everybody knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Be safe, Mike. Be safe in your car. I just bought this. This is fantastic. For under $13, it's a digital tire pressure gauge. It will also have a flashlight, a car window breaker if you get in trouble, a seatbelt cutter, a safety light, and a tire gauge so you can make sure your tires are right all the time. It's tiny, fits in your glove box. Keep it in your car. Never be without it.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that tire gauge and more at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Before we get to news you may not need, let me just get rid of these two calls,
okay,
and then we will do it. Kian from Middletown, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Do you do an impersonation of Ronald Reagan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Can you, I was wondering in a Ronald Reagan voice, if you could do a promo for the March for Our Lives protest that's going to be happening, organized by the 7th,
There's a little too much thinking going on with this one, but I will tell you, yes, go ahead.
Do you have $300?
You know what? I would put it up for the cause. I think the AR-15s are a bad deal.
All right, by the way, listen to news you may not need. You'll do that. You will hear that. We're going to be talking about that in just a second in news you may not need. So you might want to hang up and listen to that because we're going to talk about that, sir. Tommy from South Louisiana, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike and Oscar and Rob.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. What can we do for you?
Mike, I just wanted to tell you I'm just recovering from Mardi Gras around here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Mardi Gras, Tommy. Wow.
You can hear it in his voice. Mm.
Tommy, is this Tommy Robichaux?
This is Tommy Robichaux from South Louisiana. Mike, I'm telling you, Mike, I saw some things along the parade route that would make Matt Lauer blush. It was bad.
That's awesome. Oh, now it's the middle. What'd you give up for Lent, Tommy?
Well, I'm going to give up beer, Mike, but not until the ice chest is empty. We have a little rule here. Lent does not begin until the ice chest is done. So I got me a real big cooler.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tommy. We appreciate that. That's Tommy
Robichaux. News.
Yes.
How do people live through Mardi Gras? We were there for our own show, and we almost died.
I know. Imagine Mardi Gras.
Because it's a religious it's a religious holiday.
Mm. It is.
So that's God watches out for them.
Remember, Lent don't begin till the coolest ice
the
is
The ice chest.
There you go. I like that. If you haven't heard by now, we were talking to the other guy about it. The students from the Parkland, Florida high school that was tragically shot up last week are organizing a march in Washington, D.C. This is growing hair by the hour. It's called the March of Our Lives. I'm sorry, the March for Our Lives. It takes place on Saturday, March 24th, and it's getting massive celebrity support. George and Amal Clooney started the ball rolling by donating $500,000. And George even said, quote, "Our family will be there on March 24th to stand side by side with this incredible generation of young people from all over the country." Since then, matching $500,000 donations have come in from Oprah, Steven Spielberg, Kate Capshaw, DreamWorks co-founder Jeffrey Katzenberg. Oprah even compared the kids to the Freedom Riders of the 1960s. So this is going to be get ready. I know trends sometimes, and especially with when it comes to the youth of America, when something starts with kids, it's going to be March 24th. I don't know what your plans are, but I think this is going to be one of the most massive demonstrations we may have ever had in the nation's capital. So it's going to be fun to watch, and I am so proud of those kids for taking this horrible tragedy and turning it into something maybe that can be transformative.
Have we finally reached a tipping point? God, I hope so.
All I care about is that we never have another one. That's all. Imagine how great that would be. But we'll see. Netflix is airing. This is the show I wanted to talk about with that earlier caller. A British TV special called The Push, where a group of people. This sounds so surreal, futuristic, weird. A group of people try to convince someone to commit murder. And here's the kicker. It's not a fictional show. It's a reality show or a documentary or whatever you want to call it, featuring a whole bunch of actors and just one guy who doesn't know that it's a put-on.
Mm.
Kind of like that old Jim Carrey movie, The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Basically, through a series of events that get him deeper and deeper into a really bad spot, he's finally put in a situation where he feels like killing another man is the only way he can avoid serious consequences. How weird is this? A guy named Darren Brown is behind all of this. He's a British mentalist and illusionist. He says, quote, "The question we're asking is simple. Can we be manipulated through social pressure to commit murder? This show is about how readily we hand over authorship of our lives every day. Can social compliance be used to make someone push a living, breathing human being to their death?"
Compelling.
How amazing. I've got to look at that.
You know what? But The Bachelor does this every other season.
True enough.
How quickly can a woman sleep with a guy so she can win his heart?
It's funny if you have to think back to a time not that long ago before there was a show called Survivor and before reality TV was the thing. And when I first read about and heard about Survivor, I said, oh my God. That's fantastic,
dark.
Mm-hmm. But dark. And this is that times 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll feel bad watching it, but I'll watch it. I'll have to watch it.
Serena Williams almost died after giving birth to her daughter Olympia last September. This just came out recently. In a column for CNN, she said that she needed an emergency C-section, and afterwards she was bedridden for 6 weeks from a series of complications, including a pulmonary embolism led to multiple surgeries. Quote, I'm so grateful I had access to such an incredible medical team of doctors and nurses at a hospital with state-of-the-art equipment. They knew exactly how to handle this complicated turn of events. If it weren't for the professional care, I wouldn't be here today. I didn't know it was that serious for her. Serena goes into graphic detail about the problems, which include her C-section wound popping open.
Somebody get a seamstress.
Here's a nice little story. Think you might enjoy. Jennifer Lawrence has revealed she's no longer afraid to take on risky roles after playing a Russian spy in The Red Sparrow. During the premiere of the thriller, she spoke to Entertainment Tonight about no longer having the fear or insecurity that she once had. Hear me out here. She said the whole crew on the set made her feel very comfortable, and because of that, she probably got too relaxed and made everyone else feel awkward while she was naked. She was comfortable with her own nudity. Everybody made me, here's her quote, everybody made me feel so comfortable that I probably at a certain point started making everybody else uncomfortable, because I'd be like, I don't want the robe. I'm hot. I'm eating. I don't need a robe. Everybody's like, she needs to cover up. During the film, there is one scene in which Lawrence is completely naked. It's a nighttime nightmare sequence, which finds her nude in front of a classroom full of people. But Lawrence has insisted she'll now take on any role where the character speaks to her personally and won't avoid them because of nudity.
Wow.
And I think we can just all go.
Yeah.
Yay, bravo.
Same thing is happening at Good Guys. They just put a new sign up, a neon in front and on top and on the inside. Don't ask me how I know, but on Friday, all the dancers were Russian.
Really?
Yes. And the Russian embassy is right up the road. So I don't know if there's some sort of the Americans going on to compromise people, but it is very interesting.
And they're all Russian. Posting on Facebook.
There we go.
And Rob Ford might have gotten one of their numbers.
Oh, no. There we are. Thank you. It's been a pleasure staring at you.
How'd you like to see my hammer and sickle?
Online ticketing service Fandango.
Fandango.
Sold tickets accounting for more than 30% of the opening weekend box office dollars for Black Panther, marking one of Fandango's largest shares in the company's 18-year history. Disney Marvel's Black Panther tops Star Wars The Last Jedi for the second highest four-day domestic opening of all time, $242 million at 4,020 North American locations. That makes Fandango's share at least $72.6 million. Fandango's Black Panther sales set records as the top superhero opening weekend ticket seller, the top February opening weekend ticket seller, and the fourth highest pre-seller following the last three Star Wars movies. This is a massive,
I am
massive
such a hit. Rube. It just occurred to me, Fandango gets a cut of every ticket they sell.
Yes, they do. Oh, that's how it works.
And I went on Monday night at 10:45 p.m. to see the movie.
Night Dweller.
I tried to go at 9:15 to see the movie.
That's his schedule. That's why.
No.
It's why you sleep through the call because you're nocturnal.
There was an event here at Podcast Village. I couldn't leave.
But you are the idea. I'm just saying the way you live and the way I live. You awaken at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when you are peaking.
Oh
yeah,
peak. Yes.
I am sitting in a chair quite often, just going.
It is time to go see a movie.
I didn't want to not see the biggest movie of the weekend, and at least one of us have to go. Right,
10:45 p.m. would literally be physically. I may not physically be able to do it. If I'm having a few cocktails. I can stay up like at Jimmy's and stuff like that, but it is certainly an exception to the rule. How did you like it? Did you like the movie?
A, I can walk to the theater, so that's awesome. B, it was phenomenal. Mike, I know you don't like CGI, and I know you hate comic book movies.
I do.
But if you could please go to this movie, I think it would change your perception of how these movies are made. It's completely original. The acting and the actors are great.
It lives up to the hype.
It lives up to the hype. It doesn't.
The movie's a smash. I haven't gotten buzzed like this in a movie in a long time.
Without ruining anything, most of the action does not happen in the city where you put the CGI. Most of the action happens in the jungle.
Okay. Mm. All right. That's interesting. Are you going to go see it, Rob?
I'm not a comic book movie guy. I probably won't. No.
Okay. You'll see Gone with the Wind if it comes
out. Of course. Yeah. I love the burning of Atlanta is very wonderful.
Why not see the most popular movie in the world right now? Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Okay. He's not.
Hey, you know what?
Anyway.
Were you on time for the movie?
Hey, never mind.
Okay. Just checking.
And now a little something. God, we're good. Anyway, a woman was shopping at a Menards hardware store in Indianapolis last week. I'm not familiar with the chain, but that's where it is. It's Menards,
West
and
Coast.
It's in the Indy. Mm-hmm. A security guard spotted her.
You want to start again,
sir?
I'm
very sorry. Let me start again. This is a tough one to do.
Menards is a hardware store.
A woman was shopping at a hardware store in Indianapolis last week, and a security guard spotted her shoplifting a video camera. Okay, now, if you're dining, you might want to push stuff away. He called the cops, and then he went to the woman to keep her in the store until they showed up. He didn't realize that she had countermeasures ready. According to the police report, she, quote, reached behind her, dug into her pants, and pulled out a handful of poo and threw it at the guard.
Like a smoke screen.
No. Striking him in the chest. While he was dealing with the shock and horror of that, she ran out of the store. So the countermeasures obviously worked.
Yes.
The cops are reviewing the security footage and trying to track her down. Look, I know this was a theft and stealing is bad, but I think they should just let her go.
Really?
Really? Because really, well, when you look at the security footage, it was really just a crappy camera anyway. I'm sorry. That's all I got. It's the story itself.
It was a Nest cam.
Yeah, Nest of Foo. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with the abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Mara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. five nights a week, TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. You know, words are fascinating things. Let's examine one, shall we?
Yeah.
How about the word bonus?
Hmm.
In one way, it refers to the bonus show, that extra hour of TMOS each and every week that makes your funny bone on fleek.
Who wrote this?
And yet, bonus is also what you do to TMOS when you listen to the free shows but don't subscribe to our premium content. You bonus. You bonus hard.
Hey!
Please be a mensch. You don't bonus when you buy the bonus. So go to MikeOmerishow.com. He's feeling better. He's coming out of his illness, I can tell. Go to MikeOmerishow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Or keep it for yourself in your pants.
In my pants!
You get access to all the good stuff. Let us cheer you up for pennies a day. Please don't bonus and quit sucking. Thank you, possums, and we appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Feb 21, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
You mentioned this at the front of the show, and I'd be remiss if I didn't play it because it was a pretty great moment last night. Lindsey Vonn is competing in her final Olympics. She's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Oh, the interviewer got her, that's for sure.
And she actually had a sticker on her helmet to honor her late grandfather who had just passed. And she got the bronze medal. No shame in that.
Not at all.
She wanted a little more, and this was a pretty great moment last night.
You know, it's been really hard for me not to get emotional for so many reasons, especially because of my grandfather. But I still think I made him proud, and our family never gives up, and I never gave up. I kept working hard, and I'm really proud of this medal, and I know he is too. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride, and I hope tomorrow I can maybe pull something out of the hat, but
It's sad. This is my last downhill. I wish I could keep going, you know? I have so much fun. I love what I do. My body just can't, probably can't take another 4 years, but I'm proud to have competed for my country.
Pretty great moment.
These women that do this alpine stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I hope all Americans know what they put themselves through. I mean, the knees. I mean, just stunning
destroys
the injuries
them, yeah.
They get. Yes, Oscar.
Hypothetical, guys. Was her grandfather more proud of the bronze medal and what she'd been through all these years to get back and into the game?
Mm-hmm.
Or when she broke up with Tiger Woods?
Tie.
There you go.
It was a tie.
I just wanted to reach through the television and give her a hug. Tiger. And isn't that horrible that everybody still thinks of Tiger Woods?
They dated.
But she got out of that. She extricated herself from that one.
And not a moment too soon.
I root for Tiger and Lindsey Vonn. I want to see them both do well. So what? Combined? Is that the women's combined? Is that what it is? The last downhill race?
Where, I believe so,
she,
yeah.
The downhill was last night.
Yeah.
She got the bronze medal. She's not supposed to be favored in the combined.
No, they were saying she had a chance last night.
So she's got a chance in the last race, which is tonight.
When she would pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Mm-hmm. I would love. What a story. She's just so. Here's the thing. You see this vulnerable woman who's showing her emotion. But the level of mental toughness and physical toughness, no one can.
And the way the deck
most
has
dudes
been
don't have that,
stacked
you know?
Against her. I mean, right. It's the injuries. It's just anyway. We wish her all the best. Another great moment on the Olympics last night. Leslie Jones, who has been doing commentary on the Olympics on Instagram, NBC brought her in studio with Adam Rippon and Scott Hamilton to comment on ice dancing. She's the best, Leslie Jones.
Yeah, look at her.
Yes, that is an outfit right there. Every outfit she's put on, I want to wear to the club. Look,
love it.
Steamy. Are they getting in trouble for how sexy they are?
Oh, never. No.
Not once. She just makes me feel like a woman.
I get that. I get it. Yeah.
They are hot. Are they dating?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do. There's no way you can do that together and not date. They didn't kiss each other at least once.
He's like, that's so good.
If they wasn't dating, they dating now. That's for sure.
So that's it. You're a television commentator.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
So she hit it out of the park.
I love the scream at the end. And what a perfect venue to the ice dancing.
Also, it's nice to hear new voices.
Right.
You know, that it's not just Scott Hamilton or anyone. We grew up with a certain type of broadcasting. It's evolving.
Dick Button is who we grew up with, Oscar.
I love me some Dick Button.
That's right. Yes,
Mike. Button. And now a dramatic reading from Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle. And this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
Oh, bravo. Thank you.
He's doing a contest where he can come and have tea and see his new movie premiere, but I will close with this.
Yes.
My favorite part, he doesn't take himself seriously. Before he did the dramatic reading, he did his vocal warm-up. Check out what his vocal warm-up is.
Benedict Cumberbatch, metafeminist lumberjack. Benedict Cumberbatch, metafeminist. Oh, hello. You caught me doing my standard vocal warm-up exercises.
Benedict Cumberbatch, metafeminist lumberjack.
And the greatest celebrity name that we have today.
Do you guys have vocal warm-ups?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
Every day I do a vocal warm up before the show. I've done it for 40 years.
What is it?
Absolutely. Rubber Baby Buggy Bump.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's all I have. First thing that popped into my head.
And it works.
And toy boat.
Oh, that's another good one.
Yeah. Oscar, try to say toy boat.
Toy boat.
Hey, he's back. I'm feeling better about him today. I'm not even going to pursue it. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with an extra B, MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32-101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.